Thank you for calling Line with Dr. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I am calling just to find out about some services.
Okay. For yourself or for someone else?
They would be for myself.
Okay. What's your name?
Stacy Fisher.
Okay. And are you bringing a caregiver, or you would like us to provide you with one?
Yeah, I guess I would like to have one. I am on disability, and I'm having some issues with getting things done, and I thought I wasn't eligible or anything to get services, and a friend of mine told me she got a job with you guys, and that I should be able to get services.
What's your friend's name?
Kelly Hall.
Okay, give me one second. Do you currently have, do you have Medicaid?
I'm on CareSource.
Okay, and it's Medicaid, correct?
Yes.
I've been on
disability for about 12 years. Like I said, I thought I wasn't able to get services. I am, going crippled.
Yeah.
I'm struggling, getting laundry done. I can't do stairs. I can't stand very long. I'm losing use, I've lost use of my left hand. And I'm, slowly losing use of my right hand.
Okay. Give me one second. And you say using
I've never had. Yeah. And, I have no use of my left hand.
Okay. let's see something. Now, do you have a case manager, or no, you don't have a case manager?
I do not. I've never had. I go through, Coleman pays my rent. So I think I have a case manager through them, but I don't use them. They come through and do my inspection once a year.
Okay. So this is what we can do. So the first thing that you would have to do is get a case manager through what we will say is Direction Home of Northeast Ohio. I can provide you with a number and also get you on the line with them so that they can do their portion, which would be intake service. They would take some of your information. They would, try to set up an appointment where they can come out and assess you so that, we can get services started and all of that. And then they also provide you with the case manager.
Okay.
And you said you have CareSource?
Yes.
Okay. What's your zip code?
44484.
Okay. And then can I please have a callback number for you?
Sure. It's 330.
Mm-hmm.
777.
Okay.
9653.
Okay. And can I please have your address?
237. Milton Street, Southeast, and it's Warren, Ohio, 44484.
Okay. And give me one second. What's your date of birth?
3/28/1971.
And one second, make sure I got everything I need from you.
Okay.
Okay, what services would you say you needed? Like housekeeping, laundry?
Yeah, that's basically it. I can't get my garbage in and out once a week. I'm struggling with all of that.
Okay, so housekeeping, laundry, and take out trash. Do you need assistance with meal prepping or cooking or anything?
I do that. I mean, I'm not going to say it's getting harder for me.
Okay. And then what about personal care, like as far as getting yourself cleaned up, brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, stuff like that?
No, I do all of that.
Okay. Do you
it's more like the housekeeping. Like I'm, like I said, I can't stand very long, so it's getting harder for me to like do my floors. Dishes, I really don't make very much. It's just me.
Okay. And then just another question. Are there pets in your home?
Yeah, I have cats.
How many cats do you have?
Four.
Four cats?
I rescued two. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love cats. And do you smoke or?
I do. I'm a smoker.
Okay. And is there anybody else in the home with you?
No, it's just me.
Okay. So give me 1 second. I'm going to get you on the line with Direction Home so okay. that we can, you know, get that process started for you.
Okay.
Just hold on 1 moment for me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Home of Eastern Ohio, your local area agency on aging. Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality assurance.
Fisher, can you hear
if you
me?
Would like to speak with
yes.
any staff member and you know their extension, please enter it now. If you're not sure of your party's extension, please enter the 9 key for the agency directory or wait on the line for an operator to assist you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. This is Michelle. How can we help you?
Yes, I need to be transferred to patient intake or client intake. I have a person on the line who's looking for who is in need of a case manager.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
You have reached the Community Resource Department. Please hold for the next available specialist.
Good morning, Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Support. This is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. My name is Rachel. I'm calling for Rogers House Home Health Care. The reason for my call is I have a prospective client on the line. Her name is Stacy Fisher, and she is looking to obtain services. She has Medicaid with CareSource, but she doesn't have a case manager. So I have her on the line so that she can give you her information just to start the process with you guys.
So we do waiver services, not just case managing.
Okay.
Does she need assistance with personal care, like
yes.
someone to physically her, dress her, and groom her?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Okay, you could go ahead. I'll let you guys talk.
Okay, hi, my name is Lindsay. I do the screening for waiver services. You're looking to apply for waiver?
Sure.
Okay. And then what is your, spell your first and last name, please.
S-T-A-C-E-Y. F-I-S-H-E-R.
Perfect. Your date of birth?
3/28/1971.
Okay. So because you're so young, the only program we have is the Ohio Home Care Waiver. For that one, you do already have to be on Medicaid, and you would have to have a need for personal care, like somebody to physically come out and do hands-on bathing, dressing, grooming. Does that all sound...
I'm more of, I've been on disability. I just am slowly, like, I have no use of, like, my left hand. Just more of, I can't get up and down steps to do, like, my laundry and things of that nature. I still am, like, bathing myself.
Okay. We don't have anything for just homemaking for under 60. So you would have to have a need, like I said, for personal care in order to get services through us.
Okay. What is there any, do you know of any place that would, I mean, I am young, but I am, like, really disabled in other areas.
I genuinely don't, not for under 60. Most of the places that we are looking for are going to be for over 60.
What happens to people like me that, I mean, this are happening to at such a young age? I mean, this started with me in my 40s.
Right. I mean, and it's not uncommon. We get a lot of calls. I just don't have the resources for it, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if something changes and you do need, you know, that personal care assistance for somebody
right.
to physically bathe you, dress you, groom you, definitely, you know, give us a call back. We can put it through, you know, an assessment and see if we can get an aid service out there for you. But if it's
okay.
just for homemaking, I mean, other
just
than
no
paying
help.
Out of pocket.
Right,
like, huh,
which I really
pocket,
don't have.
Right. Right, yeah, they could get kind of pricey. That's all I would have is just to look
okay.
up regular homemaking agencies.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for holding. Are you still there, Ms. Stacy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you their number, and I would say try to give them a call back a little later in the day, only because you know, I can't coach you on what to say, but just going
right.
off of what you're saying, you can't stand for a long time. You're losing use of your right hand, and you have no use of your left hand. You would probably need some type of personal care assistance, which if you can't stand for too long, you may need somebody to help hold you up while you try to get yourself clean with one hand. You may need somebody
right.
to brush your hair. You may need somebody to help you as far as, you know, bathing or brushing your teeth or something of that nature, or, you know.
Right.
So, especially because you're considered a fall risk, because you can't stand.
I am very much a fall risk.
Yeah.
I have fallen quite a few times.
Right.
I don't walk well. I have no balance. I'm all over the place. I did have a neck fusion, so.
Okay. So I would strongly encourage you to call back. You can maybe call back in an hour and just say, you know, I need personal care assistance. Let
okay.
me give you their number.
Hold on one second. Let me get a pen. Yeah, that's wild that I can't. I mean, even being so young, I don't understand where the guideline is 60.
For certain agencies, there is an age requirement or age limit.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm wondering if I call, like, through, like I said, like my housing, because I do have a case manager through there. If she has maybe different resources to where I could get it, I don't understand, because my girlfriend, like I said, she just got a job through you guys, and she told me that she goes help people that are just have mental illness.
Well, the clients that she has more than mental illness, but again, it definitely, if they mentioned that she needed assistance with that, then yes. she's asking you the assistance with personal care, then that's probably how she got a case manager.
Okay.
Mental illness isn't just the only way.
I mean, she can't tell me people's information either. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this phone of mine. Go ahead.
Okay, so the phone number is
330-505-2300.
Yes, and you're going to do the exact same thing that you heard me do, which is, you know, I have to speak to someone in the waiver intake services.
Waiver intake service. I'm putting it in my phone. I couldn't find a pen.
No, you're
waiver.
Yes, waiver intake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand, but I'm just going to have to do that. I mean, I do have a hard time, like you said. I mean, I cannot stand for a long time. Like in my shower, I have a chair. So I sit.
Yeah.
But I mean, there is other things like standing up to do my hair, stuff like that. I do struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm really having a hard time.
Well, yeah, let's just get this together, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Okay.
And like I said, give them a call in an hour, and just remember, you know, let them know that you are in need of personal care services because you basically don't have use of either one of your hands. You can't stand a long time. So, no,
right.
You don't need just housekeeping services, but you are considered a fall risk, so.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fall risk.
And then I took your information down here, so once you get everything situated with Direction Home, you know, just kind of keep us updated, and, of course, someone from our agency will reach out from time to time just to kind of follow up with you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, and I will. I'll give them a call after a while.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a better day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.